وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Hafsab, I know you're not very well at the moment, so I'll try to rest your voice as much as I can. And you wanted to talk about a big sporting event that took place in Las Vegas. So I know you're a big boxing fan, bigger than myself, and you stayed up to watch the fight. So would you like to give our listeners a flavor of what you saw this morning?
Yes, absolutely, Zahir bhai. Thank you very much for having me on air as well for very shortly. And I stayed awake all night waiting for the Amir Khan fight. And normally I go to sleep after Fajr anyway, but after Fajr we just stayed awake for the fight. And I'm sure a big portion from the big fans who resist from UK have also been eagerly waiting for that fight. And it was a big fight. And the fight was very good, and a lot of people really thought, including myself, that it will only go up to fourth round and Amir Khan would have won the fight. But it's been absolutely magnificent fight, and obviously Amir Khan has lost, for those people who do not know. But it's been absolutely wonderful to watch Amir Khan once again. And you know, obviously both boxers, whenever they get into the ring, obviously one has to win and one has to lose. And Amir Khan was very confident. He wasn't really pushing him, and he wasn't attacking him. I think he was making him tired, as the boxing fans know. But he's had some nasty punches as well. But up until fourth round, he stayed on top of the judges' cards as well. And in the sixth round, when it started, I really felt and I thought that, you know, Amir Khan will really win the fight in this round. But unfortunately, when the final punch, which was hit to Amir Khan, which made him knocked down, you know, I think it was just the lack of concentration wasn't really there, I think, which has made Amir Khan, because just before the final punch came, Amir Khan has actually made him slip that one punch, but then he did not knew that it was coming from the right hand side onto his left cheek, which has really made that match go into favor of the Mexican superstar. But I think overall it has been a wonderful fight, and I'm sure that Amir Khan will come back once again in the future. But obviously we could not congratulate him on this occasion, and I'm sure that Amir Khan's fan will be disappointed. But obviously not every match is for Amir Khan to win.
Exactly, you said that because obviously, as you said, he was Amir Khan was leading, you know, even in the first four rounds, and Saul Canelo Alvarez obviously retained his title, and obviously that was the WBC middleweight title. So, do you think, Hafsab, that him moving up a weight, did that help him, or do you think he overdid that? He should have stayed at the weight he normally fights at recently?
I think he should have stayed there, but you know, I personally feel that Amir Khan wasn't that confident yesterday for some reason. I feel he was getting pressurized for some reason. I don't know why. He wasn't attacking him enough. You know, he should have done much more. And from a boxing fan perspective, I thought that he's making him tired actually, and you know, he will attack him now, but he did not really have that opportunity to be on top of the game, you know, as he normally be. But I think, you know, these kind of thing happens, but Amir Khan is very confident, you know. And I was watching it after he lost the fight as well, and his managers was going across to him and asking him whether he was all right, and he said, you know, I'm absolutely okay. And I really liked the sportsmanship spirit from the opposition guy as well. And you know, he never really celebrated in that way, and I think that is a big sign of respect as well, to show it to your opposition player competitor as well. But I'm sure Amir Khan will be back in a much bigger fight, and obviously this was a challenge match as well, but hopefully in future Amir Khan will revive again and come back to win probably the same title as well.
Yeah, because as you mentioned that, you know, he started off really well, and as I mentioned about the weight division, he had to jump two weight divisions, you know, to challenge Alvarez, and was attempting to become only the third former light welterweight world champion to win in the middleweight world title. So the match was made, as you know, at a catch weight of 155 pounds. So that's 5 pounds under the normal middleweight limit. However, Alvarez came into the ring at approximately 175, so 20 pounds heavier, and it was noticeably bigger than his opponent. So coming 20 pounds more, that makes a big difference as well, because obviously you're heavier, so it's harder for you to, you know, connect with your opponent. If your opponent's lighter and you're lighter and your opponent's heavier, so do you think that could have been a factor as well for him losing his concentration as well?
That was a big factor as well. You are absolutely right, and you know, I wanted to highlight this as well, because of increasing the weight, obviously that has made a big impact on too. But I think it was probably pressure, or he looked fresh enough, you know. He looked like that, you know, he did a lot of practice, you know, behind the scenes for this, to win this, to gain this heavy weight title. But I think it's probably everything, all little things count to make that one big you know, game. But I think, you know, overall, it was a good performance, and you know, I was almost cried. You know, when I seen the green belt coming up to his opponent. But hopefully, for next time, let's wish him luck.
Inshallah, why not? And like I said, you know, I think what he should have done before he challenged for the title is fought somebody at this weight, and then, you know, familiarize himself with this weight, and then you know, challenged for the title. What do you think?
I think that could have helped. But you know, if you look at it, that Amir Khan, you know, the previous titles that he has won, whenever he has actually challenged the other opponents, you know, the history tells us that Amir Khan hasn't really done that in the past as well. And you know, he just went into the ring and straight away attacking. And you know, the previous fights he has won much quicker as well. You know, last few years ago, if you remember, he won in the first 9 seconds. So I think that could have helped. But I think, you know, overall, Amir Khan could have done the homework in a much better place. And, you know, he could have really had the feel of what it takes to win this title. But overall, I think all we can say is part of the game. And, you know, not every game is for Amir Khan to win.
Yeah, because he lost in the sixth round. And he's 29, Amir Khan, in his opponent's 25.
20, yeah. So, yeah, it's about 4 or 5 years age factor as well, yes.
It makes a difference as well. And obviously, the crowd were against him as well, because it was a 20,000 capacity. So Jazakallah Hafizab for joining me live in the
studio. Thank you for having me.
I've had the pleasure of speaking to you after a long time. And remember me in the du'as, and Jazakallah for your you know, views, and Jazakallah for watching the fight, because I didn't get a chance to watch it, because by the time I came back from Fajr, I already had finished. So I have to watch it at some other time. So I think we're coming end of the show now. So I would like to say Jazakallah to you, Hafiz Anwar Sahab.
Thank you.
To Hafiz Dr. Adhar Hussain Al-Azri Sahab earlier on, and to all our listeners for your contribution and listening in. And inshallah, I'll join you this time next Sunday. Allah Hafiz.